website, if you've missed any of the classes, and you go to, except for last week, because I didn't wear the mic, you can go to Greatest Freedom website, and the weekly lessons are on there. We're going to do just a brief little recap. We're on talking about faith advance or advancing our faith. We know faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We'll take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. For the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word is nigh us. It's even in our mouth and in our heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach and teach. Amen. Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen. So as we're learning, the first lesson was on to redeem, faith to redeem. Redeeming talks about deliverance. The scripture reference was being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24, that he's taken us from darkness to light, from bondage to deliverance, from Satan to God. Then we looked at to regenerate. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Recognize that God called you a creature. I didn't. We're to be regenerated, to be renewed, and to be restored. Amen? Then we looked at to reunite us. 1 John 1:3, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. The Word of God says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. We good? Then we have to represent. Acts 4:33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. We talked about power to tread, power to speak, power to discern, power to rebuke, power to witness, power to heal, power to preach, power to strengthen, power to assure, and power to overcome. Then we looked at to reside, that we're separated from this world, we're delivered, amen, and we're to confess a new confession of faith amongst many witnesses. We're also called by faith to reign. We reign in the spiritual realm, which manifests itself. When we let God reign in our hearts and lives, in the spiritual realm, it will manifest itself in the physical. We talked about in 1 Corinthians 6:19 that the communication of our faith may become effectual by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And last week we talked about to regain. And we used Jeremiah 30:17, says, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thy wounds, saith the Lord. And so we know the thief cometh but to kill, to steal, destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and the abundance thereof. Now tonight we're going to talk about to retain. To retain. To retain, if we've regained what the enemy has stolen, we want to keep what we have taken back from him. So tonight we're going to look at to retain is defined as to continue to have or to keep possession of. The scripture reference we're using tonight is 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now, how many in here are born again? So as a born-again believer, God wants to say that and have us understand that we're overcomers. Amen? That no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. Amen? It only prospers when we allow it to. So what we're doing and what we're speaking about is in increasing our faith. He says that this is the victory to overcome the world. So first, look with me in Romans chapter 12. Are you there? Say amen. In Romans 12, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul writes, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say, though, the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Okay? The measure of faith is to help us to be transformed into the image of Christ. And if faith comes by hearing, even though we're given a measure of faith, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, the more word we get inside of us, the more faith will increase and grow. Amen? And you know, how many are facing some things you just don't feel like you have enough faith to overcome? Is anybody? All right? And that's when two agree as touching anything they ask. That's when it's so important for us to be in fellowship and be in union with other brothers and sisters in Christ, because if two agree as touching anything, in other words, when we come together, it's not just your faith, it's my faith and your faith. It's my faith, your faith, and our faith. Amen. So if we're really, truly bringing our measure of faith to the house of God, we should be surprised if something doesn't happen. We shouldn't be surprised when something does. That should be the expectancy. We should be expecting that to take place. Are you with me? Everybody on the same page? Amen. First, and then we look at the victory. He says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Okay? So we are overcomers. He has given us the victory. When I hear the word victory, I hear the word winner. If you were in a contest or you were in an athletic sports event, let's say you were playing football and you had the victory that you won the game. Amen. In other words, God wants us to have the victory, a winner's mindset. Amen. The devil tries to plant seeds of discord and value of negativity into you, and of self-worth, of self-value. But Christ and God want you to recognize who you are through Christ Jesus. I'm more than a conqueror, right? I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me, right? I mean, he's just not saying that just for the sake of saying it. You know, sometimes we just use those words as a cliche. Well, I could do that. But do I really believe in my heart that I can do it? Amen? In other words, out of the abundance of the heart's where the mouth's going to be speaking, okay? So he wants you and I to know that, hey, we're born of God, and we have overcome the world because we are born of God, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. To begin with, we're going to look at faith over Psalms 44. Psalms 44. Yes.
Why the victory of me, the victory of me, nothing but what God said, the victory is living in me.
The victor's living in you. Amen. Amen. I'll never find it in Isaiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Victory over evil. Amen. How many know that we're in a battlefield? The psalmist says in Psalms 44, verse number 5, through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. Amen. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but thou hast saved us from our enemies and have put them to shame that hated us. And God, we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Amen. Amen. In other words, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up, we have the power to condemn, not the individual, but the words that were spoken. You know? Even our, you know, we're victors. We have victory to overcome the world, even our faith. We have victory over evil. Amen? How many know we live in an evil time? And God wants you and I to understand that we are victorious in this time. Look with me in Luke chapter 10. Verse number 19. Jesus, we have victory over forces. The forces of evil, the powers of darkness, the rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Jesus said this. He said, behold, I give unto you, verse 19, power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Again, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, just as Jesus said. Amen? He said for us not to rejoice because the spirits are subject unto us, but that our names are written in heaven. In other words, we have to recognize who we are in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors, right? Amen? There isn't a loser in this house. Amen? And there isn't any losers out there until the trumpet sounds. Amen? Because we still have work out there to do. You know? So he also gives us victory to overcome by our faith, faith over afflictions. You know, the Word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. So look with me in Psalms 34. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Nowhere does it say we overcome them by the word of Carl. And that's why I'm speaking the word of God. Because this is where our faith grows. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So in Psalms 34 verse 17, the word of God says, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Okay? God wants us to understand and recognize that where we are, that as we're walking in faith and we cry unto Him, amen, He hears and delivers us. The Lord is nigh or near unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. In other words, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. So in other words, we get this in our heart. We've got to get it to the place where it manifests itself. Look at me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Victory over death. You got it. You know, I've used this scripture a lot, but in John 11, Jesus is speaking to him outside of Lazarus's tomb. In 25 and 26, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die, believest thou this. In other words, God's not saying that one day we might not face death, but we will pass from life to life as a child of God. Amen. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, he says, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So when I look at that, I have victory over death. You know, yet you and I, as a child of God, as a believer in Christ Jesus, we pass from life to life. Amen? And this is the last thing to be defeated is physical death. And that will be handled soon. Prayerfully, I hope it happens while we're still alive. I want to be part of that trumpet sounding and the dead in Christ raising, us alive, being called up to meet the Lord in the air. Anybody with me? Amen. I don't see anything in the prophetic word of God that has to be fulfilled. So he's at the door. Amen. So when we look at this, for whatsoever is born of God, we're born again believers, overcome of the world. And this is our victory to overcome the world, even our faith. Amen? So look with me in Revelation chapter 2. Verse 25. We're talking about retaining, keeping what we have, not losing what's already been provided for us. Verse 25 says, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Amen? Amen? And that's in the millennial reign of Christ for 1,000 years on this earth. Amen? So whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Pastor, why do you keep saying that? Because we need to get it in our hearts and our minds and our spirit. Because the adversary is always trying to come to take and steal what God's done for you. He's always coming to try to confuse the word. He's the author of confusion. And where there's confusion, there's ever evil work. Amen? And that's why God does things decently, and he does them in order, and he has an order of things. So look with me in Luke chapter 17. We're going to look at the faith. The Word of God says in Luke 17, verse number 5, I guess you just got corrected. Where are you going?
Bathroom.
All right. Thank you. Luke 17, verse number 5. We all back? And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. I mean, anybody ever asked the Lord for that? I used to. But I learned a lesson. When I was asking the Lord to increase my faith, he gave me an obstacle in my way. There's usually a test that came with it. Because the trial of your faith worketh patience, and patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Okay? Amen? So it's a flow there. But the apostles said, they asked him to increase his faith, and Jesus said to them, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Amen? In other words, what he is saying, he said, you want faith? In other words, faith without works is dead being alone. Amen? Jesus said, you have faith. It's just as a grain, a little bit of faith. Amen? Not a whole lot. That you could say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea. And the mountain, he's not talking about the Blue Ridge Mountain. He's speaking about the mountain or obstacle or whatever's in your way that's keeping you from what God called you to do. How many know that when God calls you to do something and has a call in your life, that the adversary constantly puts up roadblocks? Amen? You know, sometimes when you're walking with the Lord, it's like this obstacle course. You know? Amen? But he gives us the master plan. And things that look really big and really large through our natural eyes, when we see them through the eyes of God, become small. When you look at God, who created the whole universe by the spoken word, and you see the Blue Ridge Mountains standing in front of you, if you look it through the perspective through God's eyes, the Blue Ridge Mountain isn't very large. Because it's only when you make it bigger than the God you serve. Amen? So no matter what we're facing, if we make the thing bigger than the God we serve, that's what wins the battle. Amen? So look with me at James 2:17, faith with works. James chapter 2, verse number 17, the Word of God says, even so faith, if it have not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. He says, thou believest that there is one God, you do as well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? In other words, unless I'm putting my faith to action, you know, we're putting the word to work. Amen? Speaking of faith in to win, look with me in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. This is with Jehoshaphat. He says, in verse 20, he says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Amen? In other words, faith without works, faith without believing, you know, we've got to believe that all things are possible. And you say, well, Pastor, well, I saw this didn't happen, this didn't happen, this didn't happen. We'll believe for the next thing. You know, I know in my walk with the Lord, I know there was times that I was expecting all these things. There was a lot of things I was expecting that I didn't see. Amen? But I've seen a lot of things that I wasn't expecting that did take place. Amen? You know one of the things that blesses me the most? My family. Amen? And if you look back what God has done in your life and what He's doing in your life and what He's doing in your family's life, you're blessed. Your family's multiplied. Your family multiplies, our family multiplies. Amen? We're growing the church through wombs. Amen?
Can you not put that on me yet?
Huh?
I don't want Ryan having babies.
Okay. I remember, never mind. There's quite a few people here that couldn't conceive and have babies. We prayed for them. A couple of them said, could you please take that off me? I can't stop. Amen? He gives us wisdom. James chapter 1. Verse number 22. Verse number 5. 22 didn't go with what I'm talking about. Verse number 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In other words, what God is saying to us, when we're asking him, he wants us to ask with an expectation and believing that we're going to receive it. Faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So as we're asking and we're seeking God and we're asking for wisdom and we're asking for guidance and we're asking for direction, so many times when I was asking the Lord for guidance and direction and he answered me, I didn't like the answer. So I decided to do it my way. I guess I'm the only one in the room that did that. And I found myself in a mess. And all of you, and a lot of times when I found myself in a mess, I began to blame God. And then the Lord, in his love and his kindness and his gentleness, takes me back and shows me what he said to do. And I have to kind of backtrack a little bit. I can't turn back time, but I have to go back to that thing. And I do what he said to do. You know, I learn more or quicker. How many want to be a quick learner? How many, when they went to school, wish they could have just put the book on their head and they got it? Doesn't work. It doesn't work. God tells us to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So he gives us this, but what he's talking to us about tonight is whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And look at me in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11, of course, is the faith chapter, right? Amen. Verse 33 says, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions. Amen. That just sums it all up to me. Amen. In other words, God is saying, what is God saying to us tonight? Hey, he wants us to retain what we regained. You know, if we're going to go back to the enemy, go to the enemy's camp, and we're going to take back what he's stolen from us, we want to keep what we take back. We want to retain it. We want to keep possession of what God has entrusted us with. Amen? Let's all stand. Can we lift our hands and our voices together tonight? Father, we're so grateful tonight that you sent the word here to accomplish what you sent it to do in our hearts and lives. And as you have said in your word, boy, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And your word declared that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, Father, I pray tonight, Father God, that we as your children, Father God, meditate upon what you have spoken to us tonight through your word, Father God. May we meditate upon it. May it become life within us, Father God. And may we walk out the call of God that is on our lives. Your word declares that the call of God that's upon these men and women in this room is irrevocable. It does not change. So, Father God, I pray for God to arise in their hearts and lives and for their enemies to be scattered in Jesus' name. Father God, I speak a peace upon them. The peace of God that surmounts every bit of understanding will guard their hearts and their minds through Christ. They're more than conquerors through you. So we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all you're doing, and all you're going to do, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Now bless the food that we're about to eat. Make it a nourishment to our bodies. Bless this time together in Jesus' name. Amen.